Describe a lesson you remember.
Which can help you remember things better, words or photos? Well, it depends on the person. Some people are visual learners, so photos can help them remember a concept. But others retain information better when they can read about it. I think that it also depends on what you're trying to memorize. If you're trying to remember what someone looks like, obviously a photo would be better. But if you're trying to remember a classic poem, you'd have to depend on reading it a lot of times. Why do some people have better memory? What may affect people's memory? I suppose that in some cases, it can be due to genetics. Some people are already predisposed to have a better memory. But a good memory also depends on other factors that are within your control. For example, you can remember things better when you have a healthy diet and you exercise regularly. Those things improve your brain function and improve your memory. Besides, some people who actively challenge themselves with new activities, like learning a language or an instrument, tend to have a better memory because it keeps their brain active. Why can some people remember some little things in life? I think some people pay attention to the little things because they matter to them. It might seem weird to remember details that most people don't pay attention to, but they can be important depending on the person. As far as I know, many trained detectives and police officers are very good at observing and recalling the details of crime scenes that normal people wouldn't notice and remember. Other people are able to remember the little things because they have a very sharp memory. Sometimes that's genetic, but sometimes it's because that person has made special efforts to improve their memory. Are young people better at memorizing things than old people? Do young people have a better memory than old people? No, I don't think so. I actually read in an article that the brain is the only organ in our body that can stay young as we age. And you can see tons of scientists who are in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s, but are still active at work. Even compared to young people nowadays, they could still have a sharp memory. So I don't believe that the aging of the brain affects one's memories. If someone has a healthy brain when they are old, they will be as good at memorizing things as young people. Do men and women have differences in memory? Yes, there are actually some differences in memory when it comes to men and women. I remember I read an article somewhere that says that on average, males and females have greater volume in different areas of the brain, and some of the parts affect one's memory. In general, women are better at remembering things like names, faces, and conversations. They also have better short-term memory than men. Plus, they're good at finding things they've lost. On the other hand, men are typically better at things like navigation, so they can remember directions to a place even if they've only been there once or twice. Do people like things with sentimental value? Yes, I believe people like hanging on to things that are associated with certain memories. For example, it's very common to keep items from your childhood so you can remember it when you're older. Some people save their favorite toys, while others keep sports medals and other memorabilia. As people grow older, they save things from important occasions like graduations and weddings. Even though the object itself might lose value over time, the memories that it holds are priceless. Can technology help people remember things better? How? Yeah, definitely. One good example is photography. In the past, it was really rare to own a camera because they were really expensive. But nowadays, basically every cell phone has a camera built into it. You can take pictures and videos of a moment instead of only preserving it in your mind. Then, later on, you can look back at those pictures and videos to fully remember the occasion. How can you forget a bad memory? You can forget a negative memory in a few different ways. First, it might help to talk to someone about it, like a friend or family member. You can even cry on their shoulder. Real friends and family members will be there for you when you're in pain. It's a healthy way to relieve your pain, and it also can be a really effective strategy to make you less sad or scared. Besides, you can try to think of some good memories instead. For example, if the painful memory happened at your school, think of a good memory from school instead.